Ja, aber fuck. Ja. Yeah. I'm looking at my soundboard right now. Yeah. Checking out the levels. Am I loud enough for you? Yeah. Am I live enough for you, baby? Yeah. This is the AJ Podcast. Get on Magic the Gathering so I can whoop that ass. Yeah. Got up this morning, handled business, did what I had to do. Now I'm back home. Took a nap, took a good nap, shit. Now I'm back here with you guys doing the thing I love to do. Yeah. How's your weekend going? How is your weekend going? Is it going nice? Is it going slow? Mine's, I don't know. I don't know. It's fucking going. Yeah. I got some stories for you guys, for you kids. Yeah. Avery comes with the stories. Fucked up shit. Oh, come on, man. Playing around with the, yeah, playing, yeah. Click. Click. Yeah. Ooh, blood drips on sleeping woman's face from ceiling caused by rotting body on floor above. Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck? A woman has, I got nothing for it. I'm sorry. I got nothing. A woman has described her horror after she was woken in her apartment by blood dripping from her ceiling onto her face after her upstairs neighbor had died. Wait. Yo, I can't. Yo, I got nothing, bro. Yo, like, is that a real picture of the fucking fan? Like, no. Anna Cardenas of El Paso, Texas said she woke around 4 a.m. on Wednesday after hearing a dripping noise, which she thought was rain. Thought I was kissing her. She thought I was kissing on her. Nah, it was blood, baby. She thought I was drooling over. Cardenas then saw blood, which was dripping from her ceiling, had splattered into the walls of her apartment, face, body, and bed after being propelled by her ceiling fan. Oh. It grossed me out. I was in shock. I thought, this isn't real. This is a dream. It's like a horror fucking story, yeah. Cardenas told KTSM, I called maintenance and they said, are you sure? And I said, blood is falling on me. I would have had so many more different words. Get the fuck up there and get that shit the fuck, what the fuck, and clean this shit the fuck off me. Oh, God. Cardenas then called 911. With authorities later, determining that her upstairs neighbor, who was aged between 55 and 70, well, goddamn, that's a large ass fucking bracket. had been laying dead on the floor for several days and had started to decompose. Oh. It's not funny, but it's fun. It's like, it's odd. It's real odd. The firefighters knocked down his door, and the body was laying exactly where my fan is underneath, Cardenia said. He had carpet, but the blood seeped through to my ceiling, because he was fucking rotting, a rotting corpse. The blood of a rotting corpse fell on your face. You're cursed forever. They took the fan down, and a pool of blood came down. Oh, on. No. He had carpet, but the blood seeped through to my ceiling. They took the fan down, and a pool of blood came down. Oh, God. Police believed that our neighbor had been decomposing for about 5 to 6 days following his death from natural causes, Cardenia said. Cardenia said that said she has been staying in a hotel since the incident. I would too. I don't even know if I would even want to live there anymore. I really don't. I would. That should be like that should break the lease. Yeah, you gotta pay me. And on top of that, like, yeah, pay me. And yeah, I gotta go. That shit. And has appealed to our apartments management team for compensation, as you should, as you fucking should, for damaged property. I told them my bed's covered in blood, and they told me they're sorry, but the insurance won't pay it. What? See, these motherfuckers, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Yo, these motherfuckers here, bruh. Who the fuck is this fucking? The insurance won't pay it. Why? That's damage to the fucking apartment. That's damage to the unit. Cardenas told adding that she did not have renter's insurance, as most people don't, because they don't think that a fucking rotting corpse's blood is gonna protrude through their fucking floor. Their ceiling boards and that shit got me tight, man. It was fun until I found out she wasn't gonna get paid. Yeah, it was fun until I found out she wasn't gonna get paid for what the fuck happened. That was not fun no more. She had to set up a GoFundMe. God damn. Cardenas, I said, yo, I'm gonna take a shot for you, baby. Fuck this shit out. Fucking blood from a rotting corpse is falling through your ceiling. And a rental management company is telling you that the insurance doesn't cover that. Yeah, that's fucked up. Get this bullshit off my page, man. That's fucked up. Two-year-old Maine boy allegedly shoots parents after finding loaded gun on nightstand. Yeah. My son is a hitter. Yeah, my son is a hitter. That's fucked up. Two-year-old Maine boy allegedly shoots parents after finding loaded gun on nightstand. What type of life are you going through that you have to sleep with a gun on the nightstand? Yeah. And you know there's a baby. Oh, I used to smoke cigarettes. I used to smoke. I quit. And I was sleeping. And I rolled over and woke up to find out that my son had he had got out of his bed and rolled over to my side of the bed where I kept the cigarettes, and he was over there like touching him and playing. He was investigating him. Like, yeah, kids see what you do. Kids see what you do. Like, yo, we, especially that was just cigarettes that I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And guns should be like, them shit should be non-existent. You keep a gun to protect the household, that's cool. That's cool. But to keep it on a nightstand, like you're panicked that something is constantly going to happen where a child can get to it. No, that's like, that's you setting yourself up. Setting yourself up. A 2-year-old Maine boy allegedly shot his parents after he found a loaded handgun on a nightstand. What kind of gun was it? Did he have to cock it back? Did he have to pull a safety off? If at 2 years old, if you know how to pull a safety off, you should be like fucking like Rambo or something. You grow up to be Rambo. Sagada Hawk County. What the fuck is that? Sheriff. Sagada Hawk County Sheriff. That's how you know we stole this land from the Indians. County Sheriff Joel Mary said the shooting occurred on Wednesday morning, just before 8 a.m. at the family home in West Bath. Mary said the boy's mother, 22, was shot in the leg, clapped her ass. The Times reported his father, 25, suffered a minor injury to the back of his head. He said, he hit both of the motherfuckers up. Where's the milk? Where's the Similac? Back, back. Police said the boy was struck in the face by the gun when it recoiled. Oh. Police say only one bullet was fired. Okay. All three were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, police said. Police said. That's all we hear is police said. Yeah, fuck. The question of how the boy was able to pick up and fire the weapon is of great concern and is being investigated. This situation, while disturbing, could have had an even more tragic ending. We are thankful that the injuries are not more serious. Yeah, he could have killed both of them, motherfucker. 2-year-old boy shooting guns. Police said the couple's 3-week-old baby was in the room but was not injured. Okay. The baby is now in the care of his grandmother, who also resided at the home but wasn't there during the shooting. Jesus Christ. God damn. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Put that fucking gun up. Put that gun up. Yeah, put the fucking gun away. I used to sleep with mines under the pillow. Made me sleep a little bit better. But then again, there were no children in the house. That was way before I had my son. That was way before, yeah, that was way before I had a child in the house. That was when it was just men roaming the land, free and proud. Drinking Bacardi. Go. Oh, God. Mother accused of murdering her baby says case should be thrown out due to prejudice and ethnic discrimination and prosecution. Did you murder your baby? I don't know. Oh, mugshot. Damn. All right, she. Yo, she has a nice mugshot, people. But there's also the possibility that she murdered her child. So, you gotta balance it out sometimes. But she is like, yeah, she is fine. A Texas woman charged with the murder of her 21-month-old child. Hey, we don't do 21-month-old. We do year. New year. This is a year old. The child was a year old. Wants the case against her thrown out because she claims the district attorney. Eternity. Because as she claims, the district attorney, I need to slow down. The district attorney prosecuting her and the prosecution itself are both racist. You can't play the race card when it's a possibility that you killed your child. Yeah. Leslie Renee Moreno Fernandez. Oh my God. Here we go. Four. So, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna fucking write her. I'm sick. You know what? I got problems, and I've come to realize that. Yeah, I'm gonna write her a letter. I'm gonna write her a letter from prison. And I don't know her. Stands accused of murdering her infant. You don't need to know the name. In March 18, the boy's mother, along with father, you don't need to know his name, were both arrested and charged with murder. Oh, they were both, oh, Andrew, Andy Fernandez. Yeah, Andy, old Andy, were both arrested and charged with murder. How do you and the parent, you and the co-parent of your baby decide that you want to kill your baby? That's, oh man, wait till I get this fucking psychology. I'm gonna come and talk to you, fucking. I'm gonna talk to you guys on some real hotep shit. On some real hotep shit. Wait till I get this shit, man. Like, yo, matter of fact, yo, I'm gonna get on Amazon after I drop this show. I'm gonna get on Amazon right now. I'm gonna get on Amazon, not right now, well, after I drop this show, go get on this shit. And I'm gonna buy some psychology for dummies or some shit. Like, yeah. Oh God. What the fuck makes people think like this? Like, yo, if you don't want the child, and I don't care if I say this every show. If you don't want the child, then there's plenty of people that don't like, they can't have children, and they're living good lives, and they will give that child a very good life and a very good future. The baby died from multiple fractures in his vertebrae due to a series of blunt force traumas on various separate occasions. That is fucking. Yo, every time I hear these stories, I think about my son. Yeah, I think about like that type of shit happening, even though like it's very likely that it won't happen. It's highly likely it's not gonna happen. But I think, hey, I try to put myself in the shoes of like, yeah, god damn, man. Moreno's defense attorney, Jenny Henley, recently submitted a motion to dismiss the case on basis of prejudice and ethnic discrimination in prosecution. What is the prejudice about? Like, yeah, that's how we discipline our children in the Hispanic community. Fuck out of here. That's how we break their fucking necks and spines. That's how we dis yeah, come on, stop that. No. That shit is not gonna fly. That shit is not gonna fly. I know plenty of Hispanic people who do not discipline their children, or who do not like murder their children. Like, yeah, like not in that fashion. The defense cited a separate case on the court's docket in service of their argument that Moreno, along with Mr. Fernandez, fuck you was along with this shit, were being unfairly targeted due to their Hispanic ethnicity. No, fuck that. You killed the child, man. Kill the fucking child. Don't matter what color you are. Kill the baby. killed the baby. That's that whole shit. Like, what you targeting me because I'm black? What is because I'm black? What's because I'm black? Like, nah, bro. Like, yo, it's because you wrong. It's because you wrong. Yeah, I would love to see how that shit turns out. Those three adults, in that separate case from January of three white adults were adults. Okay. The defense cited a separate case on the court's docket in service on their of their argument against that Moreno, along with Mr. Fernandez, were being unfairly targeted to their Hispanic ethnicity. In that separate case from January of this year, three white adults were indicted for causing injury to a child. Those three adults are believed to have played a role in the death of another child. The specific allegations against the trio includes claims that the child did not. Oh my God. Destiny Harbor, Dustin Smock, and Kristen Bradley include claims that the child did not receive proper medical care when it was needed, and that at some point the baby was dosed with heroin. Jesus Christ. These white folks. It doesn't matter what race you are, if you fuck with a child, like goddamn, man. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Yo, but the defense, oh God, those three white adults are only being prosecuted for felony injury to a child. Moreno and Fernandez are both charged with murder. God damn, this is a fucked up story, man. Leslie Moreno Fernandez. She is cute. She is cute. I know not to leave her alone with no kids, but I'm gonna write her. Yeah. Let's screenshot this. Might screenshot her dick pic just to be extra disrespectful. I don't know. No, I probably won't. No, I probably won't. I'll fucking write her though. Find out what the hell happened. What was going through your mind? An interview. We'll put it on 2020. Yeah. I don't know. I like this shit, man. I'm like, yo, after I get off of here, I'm getting a fucking book on psychology. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. I was tall so long ago, never to walk in anyone's shadow. Yeah, take a shot for that. For remembering that song. Take a shot for remembering that shit. Yeah, shout out. Shout out to my grandma for making me sing that goddamn song everywhere we go. Shout out to that song for being fucking relevant. Being so relevant. Canada's Vancouver Police Department has apologized for mistakenly arresting the first black person to be named in the Supreme Court of British Columbia. My son works. Cops apologized for mistakenly detaining, handcuffing first black judge on British Columbia Supreme Court. Never take away my dignity. Because the yo, so with Romilly. Let me stop fucking around. Selwyn Romilly, 81, told CBC News that five police officers approached him while he was on a morning walk at around 9:45 a.m. local time Friday. They said they got a complaint about someone fitting my description. What? Yeah, see? Yeah. 5'10. 5'10 with jeans and a shirt on and dark skin. Fits the fucking complexion of everybody. I don't know if that was the they said I got stopped like that. I was coming from work. I had a uniform on and everything. I had the work clothes on and everything. And as I walked away, after they found out that it wasn't me, they said it was a good stop. They patted homeboy on the fucking back. Like, yo, like, it's not me just because I fit the description. We all fit the fucking description. They said they got a complaint about someone fitting my description, and before I could say anything, they told me to put my hands behind my back and they shackled me with handcuffs. Hey, judge, that's the fucking system that gives you more reason to like change that shit. Judge, you get them cops badge number. Ooh, wee. Romilly insisted that he did not have a gun in his hand or on his person. Here you have at 9:45 a.m. near to the third beach where you have lots of people. You have a black guy shackled in handcuffs and people passing by. I found that most embarrassing. Damn. Officers informed the retired judge that he matched the description of a 40 to 50-year-old black suspect. Wide. That's a wide fucking range. And handcuffed them for officer safety. The cops removed the handcuffs after Romilly told them he was a retired Supreme Court judge. Somebody is gonna, a Supreme Court judge, I don't care if you're retired, you got pulled. You still got pulled. Like, Sergeant Steve Addison of the Vancouver Police said that authorities were searching for a man kicking, punching, and spinning at people in the area. He wasn't even doing that. The man was just fucking walking. He was jogging. He was taking a fucking walk. Officers observed a man who resembled the description of the suspect and briefly detained him to investigate. Given the violent nature of the incident, the man was saying, "Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck yourself. You're trying to fucking save your ass. Trying to justify that shit." In a separate interview with Global News, Romilly said police officers have contacted them since the incident to apologize. It was a very embarrassing incident. I hope it doesn't happen again, he said. They should know before they put anybody in handcuffs. They should at least find out who they are. Yes. Family, I'll take a shot for you, baby. Don't go around just detaining people and handcuffing people all willy-nilly. Find out who they are. Get your facts straight. Charged up tonight. Charged up every night when I do the fucking show. Charged up every night. But it's difference between the half cast and the podcast is that and difference between the half cast and the podcast is that I think there's certain elements that I leave out. Certain elements that I leave out of it that makes it a half cast. That's why I call it a half cast, because it's not everything that I want to put into the show. Yeah. In a separate interview, it was a very embarrassing incident. I hope it doesn't happen again. Yeah, you leave me the fuck alone. I was a fucking judge. Get this shit off my page, right? Oh, fuck you going? Ooh, that shit went right to Leslie Moreno Fernandez, the girl. That shit went right back to her mugshot. That means that I'm not supposed to leave her. I'm supposed to walk with her. Mugshots, baby. Better than your Abby photos. Better than your Abby, your profile pics. Mugshots. Oh, God. Let's get this shit off my page. Come on, man. She's a man, man. I whooped this motherfucker ass on Magic the Gathering. Like, yo, like I've been blanking. And I got enough money. And I built up enough money to buy enough cards. I could buy more cards. I could buy so many more cards, but my deck is so gelled. My deck is so like gel. Like it's so cool. Like it's like a team. My deck is like a team that I don't want to fuck anything up. Like yeah, if you play like if yo if you play Pokemon, if you play Yu-Gi-Oh, if you play Magic the Gathering, if you play like yo, you understand what I'm talking about is that. I don't want to change my deck because my deck is kicking ass. Text promising boob job becomes key evidence in murder trial. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is this? CBS News. This past January, a young woman was sentenced to two life terms for the murder of his parents. What? What? Get the fuck out of here. I'm sorry. My level of unprofessionalism. Being this shit fucking threw me for a loop. This past January, a young man was sentenced to two life terms for the murder of his parents, bringing a dramatic case to a close and leaving his sister devastated. When Brandon Pettit was arrested in August 2013 for the murders of his parents in Modesto, that's Cali. They say, yeah, they say that's in Cali. There was no physical evidence directly tying him to the crime of perfect murder. I'm gonna get that fucking book, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna get that. I'm gonna get one of. I'm gonna get a book. I'm gonna start studying that shit. And done shortly before and after the murders, Lauren Pettit, Brandon's only sibling, is convinced authorities got it wrong and believes her brother is innocent. Fuck? Oh, they shot, baby. The case against Brandon Pettit is reported by 48 Hours correspondent Aaron Moriarty. A sister's fight for a brother. Scott and Janet Pettit, 059, were found dead in their Modesto home in the early hours of August 8th, 2013. By firefighters who were called to the scene on reports of flames shooting out of a bedroom window. Whoa. Investigators quickly discovered the fire was no accident. Wow. Come on, man. Scott and Janet have been shot a total of 7 times. And an accelerant is something that makes an accelerant is something that makes fire burns faster. Like it makes it burn faster. I mean, so that means like gas. They didn't just set fire. It means that they put like gasoline or something like something to make the fire spread faster. That's an accelerant. Speed the fire up. An accelerant was found scattered throughout their bedroom. Just over a week after the murders, police announced the arrest of the Pettits' only son, Brandon, and someone police described as Brandon's friend, Felix Valverde. God damn, who was 26 at the time. Law enforcement's theory was that Brandon had paid Felix to commit the murders because they say Brandon was after his parents' money and specifically had his dad's prized 1961 Corvette. Okay, it's a badass car, but is it really worth all that? God damn, man. Oh, they got a picture of the car. Oh. Hey, that shit was in a fucking parade with the American flags hanging out of it. Hey, yo, hey, with the white wall tires and all that shit like that. Like, yeah. Wow. But it's not worth killing nobody over. Come on, man. Riding around in my automobile. Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's fucked up. Kill somebody. Yeah, I want the inheritance. Kill the inheritance, and then you find out that after the parent dies, he left the fucking inheritance to the fucking cat because he didn't like you anyway. Isn't that some Twilight Zone shit? Isn't that some Twilight Zone shit? Oh my God. For that, I'll take a shot. Finding out that you didn't get the Corvette. I'm laughing at you. Take a sip. And fix my mic. Riding around in my automobile. Singing it all night. My baby beside me at the wheel. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Slowly catch at the turn of a mile. Yeah. How do I know these songs? Don't ask me. I've been here before. I've been here before. I've been here before. Get this shit off my page. And still, like, yo, nah, yo, when I get off of here, I'm gonna fucking, like, I'm gonna write home girl. I'm gonna write home girl. Might send her a dick pic, get locked up. Get her. Send her a dick pic and get her thrown in the hole for fucking having contraband. The 10 pound, yeah. Send her a picture of a 10 pound log, a 10 pound piece of meat. Oh my God. This, oh God. Okay. So, let's get this out of here. Feel it. And delete that. Yeah. Look at me over here managing shit. Big grown boy Avery. Family of man killed with a frying pan. Outraged at sentencing decision. Like, yo, if you kill me with a frying pan, you're not gonna kill me with a frying pan. Trust me. I'm gonna die another way. But you're not gonna kill me. No other person is gonna kill me. I'm gonna die, but nobody's gonna kill me. If you understand what that fucking means. Yeah, a man who killed, yo, family of man killed with a frying pan, outraged at sentencing decision. A man who killed his neighbor with a frying pan. What happened to honor thy neighbor? A man who killed his neighbor with a frying pan was sentenced on Friday to 22 years in prison as part of a plea deal. A decision family members of the victim found too lenient. God damn, what you want him? Yo, life is 25 years. Yo, if y'all don't know, life is 25 years. Life is 25 years. So, like, for people who don't understand, life is 25 years. So they sentenced him to 22 years. What did you want? And may and yo, people who disagree, like and people may disagree. Life doesn't mean that you stay in jail. Life doesn't mean that you stay in jail for the rest of your life until you die, like infinitely. Like, no, life is 25 years. That's what it is. I'm sorry if y'all wanted it to be more. If y'all ran out of lottery tickets, if y'all ran out of tickets at the carnival at 25, like, no, that's what it is. Life doesn't mean you stay in jail until you die. Life means 25 years. That's what it is. Like, I'm sorry. In May 2020, Cameron Walker, 25, called police in Spokane, Washington, to report that he fought with Wilbur Tankersley, punching him multiple times. Police did not arrest Walker at the time. But when they questioned him, Walker admitted to beating Tankersley until his soul left his body. God damn, how do you have it in you to beat somebody that bad? Maybe you should do the whole, like, you deserve a bit. Like, Tankersley's mother, Valerie McCullen, did not know of her son's murder until she read it in the news article. Now that's fucked up. After confirming her son's death to the Spokane County Medical Examiner's Office, she was informed that she could not see her son's body. Wow. Yeah, you can't. Oh, God. Walker's attorney had initially planned for a self-defense argument going into a trial, but due to Walker's confession, they accepted a plea deal on charges of first-degree murder. According to Walker's attorney, Jeff Leslie, a psychologist, determined it was likely that Walker had some form of schizophrenia. Jesus Christ. Is that the pan? That's not the pan. Stop that. That's not the fucking pan. Like, yeah, they got a picture of like a fucking like oh like a Walmart pan. Like, no. At the sentencing hearing during victims' impact statements, family members of Tankersley asked the judge to hand down severe punishment, including one suggestion from Tankersley grandparents who asked for the death penalty. Jesus Christ. You really wanna ask, like, When is it? This is the problem with the death penalty. The problem with the death penalty is, when is the death penalty like valid? When is it on the table? Like, yeah, when is the death penalty on the table? Like, you just killing somebody out of rage, killing somebody out of anger, maybe rape. Definitely. Me personally, I'll vote for that. Rape, it gets very blurry. Like, it gets very, very, very fucking blurry. Ultimately, the judge decided that the prosecutor's suggestion of a 264-month sentence was sufficient. What the fuck is 264 months? Now, you know what? 264 months. Now I gotta fucking do. Now I gotta go down a rabbit hole. I'm sorry. 264. 264 divided by 12 months equals, that's 22 years. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Hey, I'll make sure I'm being accurate. What are you doing? I mean, like, I guess he just wasn't important enough to them, McCullen said after the hearing. Jesus Christ. Yo, 25 years is a life sentence. How much do you want? Like, yeah, like death penalty. They say they want to give them a death penalty. What is the death penalty, though? I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. Yo, let's take a shot. Let's take a sip. Figure it out. Next door. That was probably my last one. This is my last one. What are we doing on time? Sweet. 47 minutes. Woman hoarding gas catches fire after stolen car crashes, explodes in South Carolina. Yeah. Yo, that shit's so fucking funny. Yo, you're hoarding all the gas. Why? Yo, why are you hoarding all the gas? Because, like, you act like when this shit hits the fucking fan that somebody's not just gonna come and take it from you anyway. She has all the gas. Yeah. You just putting a target on your back, baby. It's not that serious. It wasn't that serious. Yo, really? It is. I can't even lie. I can't even lie. It was that serious because finding out that the gas was cut off could have started riots up and down the whole East Coast. Yeah, it could have turned into that. But see, the people who are not savages, like this woman right here, is a fucking savage. She's a fucking savage. They remain calm until further notice. Like, come on, man. God damn, yo. An explosive combination of gasoline hoarding and fleeing. She did it to her fucking self. I don't feel bad for her, not in one way, not at all. I don't feel bad for her. An explosive combination of gasoline hoarding and fleeing from cops almost killed. Almost. See, you didn't quite complete the job. Almost killed a South Carolina woman. The Gamecocks. The accused gas hoarder was trying to outrun a Pickens County Sheriff deputy when the stolen car she was driving crashed, rolled over, and exploded in a wild scene Thursday night. Authorities said the driver, 28-year-old Jessica Patterson, which sounds like a porn star name, managed to, and I'm pretty sure she doesn't look like a porn star, managed to get out of the car after the wreck, but was still on fire when the deputy, I don't wish death on anybody, but your dumbass needed to be taught a lesson. Like, goddamn, stop it. He gas. Yo, calm down. Calm the fuck down. Jeez. When the deputy approached the vehicle, the sheriff's office said in the news release she was taken to hospital for treatment, but the extent of her injuries were not immediately known. The shocking sequence of events comes as South Carolina and multiple other states face lingering fuel shortages caused by the Colonial Pipeline shutdown. No, don't blame it on that. Blame it on her being stupid. Calm down. Fill your car up. Fill your car up. Go home. Call out for work. Couple days if you got to. You know what I mean? Like, use gas as needed. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's what I would do anyway. I mean, just use gas sparingly until shit gets up. Because it's not really a shortage of gas. It's like the pipeline. I can't understand it. I can't understand. It's not that I can't understand it. It's that I don't want to explain it. Like, I don't want to explain that. It's plenty of gas. It's plenty of fucking gas. It's just that, like, it's the way it's being distributed. That's what it is. Just chill. Chill. Fill your shit up. You know what I mean? Like, yo, you good. Chill for a little couple days. You all right. The supply of gas in the region was expected to go back to normal over the next several days. But as of Friday morning, at least half of the gas stations in South Carolina were still out of gas, according to Gas Buddy. Gas Buddy. A travel and navigation app. Fuck no. The temporary crisis prompted panic buying and gas hoarding across the southeast. One of those desperate drivers was Patterson, who admitted that she was doing just that when she crashed the Pontiac G6 into City of Pickens, according to officials. You know, just relax. Relax. One thing we're not gonna run off is gas. One thing our country is gonna go without a lot of things. But one thing it's not gonna go without is gas and oil. That's all you need to understand. Yo. Chill. Read. Fucking read. Yo, I'm about to get on this shit. That being said, I am about to buy this book. A book. I'm already browsing. That being said, I love you guys. If you love the show, if you like the show, you wouldn't even gotta love the show. Just like it. Just mind the mental. Love it. Fuck. Love it. If you want to. Yo, if you like the show, follow me, Rise and Shine. Reach out. Tell me. RYEZSHYNE. Rise and Shine. On Twitter. Taco Meat 05. Yeah, TACOMEA. MEAT 05. Taco Meat 05. Instagram. And Messenger. Facebook Messenger. Avery Johnson. Avery Johnson. Yeah. Don't know. Yeah. Or Avery Johnson. Yeah. I love you, yo. I'm clowning, yo. I'm sorry. I'm clowning. Yeah. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I'll see you. Well, I won't see you. You'll hear from me very soon. Adios.